Okay, remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And also, YSRSuperWeek.com. Waiting to hear from you. One lucky listener from our show will be joining us at the Palazzo for 3 days and 2 nights in July. Go to YSRSuperWeek.com. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, guiding you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. It's time to shift gears a bit. We're going to talk some MLB news and notes with our good friend Andy Pondillo. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Summer is here. We're going to be a little bit more casual. He is going to close out hour number one. He's also going to close out hour number two. He's got to step aside for a bit, and we wanted a full segment, full two segments with Andy, and it's good to have you back. Thank you, Andy.
It's fun to be here.
All right, the AL East. Let's start out there. We wrote off the AL East. I remember we've had this conversation many, many times, but all of a sudden, they're over 500.
Yeah, pretty much the whole division now over 500 besides the Red Sox, who I would put a tombstone on their season already. But as for the other four teams, they all still have an opportunity, and that's what's great about baseball, the two wild cards now that virtually 90% of the American League thinks that they can get a playoff position right now, and that's definitely true in the American League East. The Toronto Blue Jays, 2 weeks, and they're right back in the hunt. The Yankees have surprised everybody. And on top of the division, the Rays, seems like they surprise everybody every year that they're good. And once again, they find themselves in first place.
Well, you're spot on. I mean, Toronto, they really did turn their season around. They have revived it, winning, for 2 weeks?
Pretty much. It seemed like it was two straight weeks. They didn't lose a game. That started at the expense of the Astros. They had a tough sweep as they got taken over there in Toronto. But, you know, this offense, they can come in and overpower teams. They lead the league in a lot of offensive categories, and one of the big ones is 5-plus run innings. They have, I believe, 12 or 13 different innings this year where they've had 5 runs in a single inning. When you do that, when you have that type of explosive instant offense that they possess, Edwin Encarnacion, Jose Bautista, Josh Donaldson, the MVP of the American League, in my opinion, you can run teams out of the building really quickly, and that's what they've been doing.
That's very dangerous, isn't it?
It's very dangerous. It's interesting because it seems like Toronto, we talk about this every single year, that they have this historically good offense, but they don't have any pitching. They remind me of an American League team that would have been successful maybe in 2004, yet in this today's game, it's about bullpen, it's about defense, it's about playing the full game, I feel like, more than it has ever been. And the Toronto Blue Jays often don't do that. Regardless, that offense very intriguing. You get into a slugfest with them, they're going to win 98% of the time.
All righty, you're hearing the familiar voice, Andy Pondillo, with our MLB news and notes. Connect with our audience across the country. Andy?
You can find me at climbingtownsill.com, the podcast Astro Chat.
All righty, so the Blue Jays offense, as we're zeroing in on that, it's beautiful. It's clearly the best in the AL. But this is a team that they've really got to continue with their improving their pitching.
Yeah, they depend on guys like Mark Burley, R.A. Dickey, guys that might be over the hill a little bit. And Burley's done a good job in his elder years of drinking a little bit from that fountain of youth. Regardless, you don't have a true ace on that team. You don't have depth, and you have a horrible bullpen. While it did get a little better during that winning streak, everything kind of came together. This 162-game season, August, September, the months that usually doom teams that prove, are you just an okay team, an 83-win team? Or are you a team that's going to win 90 games? Is the teams that can hold up through months 5 and 6 through the season? Right now, the Blue Jays don't look like that type of team unless they're able to make some additions. I say this over and over and over again with a lot of teams in the American League. They're good, but they're not complete. July is going to be real interesting for the AL East because it could come down to which of these four teams makes the most significant additions to fix their gaping holes. They'll end up claiming the title.
Do you think, Andy, they will find relief pitching?
I think they can. Relief pitching tends to be the easiest thing to get when come trade deadline time. It's the easiest thing to get ripped off by. Though the Blue Jays, they got to be in a win-now mentality. You got three guys, and maybe not, I wouldn't say Jose Bautista, he might be a little bit past his prime, but you got three guys that are hitting like guys in the primes of their careers. Bashing home runs, Donaldson, Encarnacion, Bautista, as I said, Russell Martin, the addition, a fantastic defensive catcher, a guy that possesses a little bit of a bat. I think you got to go for it right now if you're the Blue Jays, because if we know anything about the AL East, these teams reload quick. Red Sox might be down, but they could be awesome next year. Yankees, you know, they've been down. They're up now. They could sign some free agents. They get David Price next year. They could be the best team in the American League. This division will change faster than any other division in all of baseball. Blue Jays need to go for it right now when they have this offense intact. They need to get a starter. They need to get a reliever. if they have the assets to do it, I would go all in this season.
Okay, now, Andy, the team that is going forward is the Yankees. Are you a bit perplexed on why they are so good?
I don't understand how the team's good this season, but, you know, they found a way to win, and a lot of it starts with Alex Rodriguez being that guy in the middle of the order, consistent run producer, got his 3,000th hit. The Yankee fans are behind him. The media is being nicer to him. And you can't say his past is behind him because it seems like his past always comes to bite him in the butt again. So we'll see what happens this season. But, man, those numbers are good. He's a deserving all-star. And if he keeps hitting the way he is in the middle of the order without a dominant team in this division, I could see the Yankees hanging around. Don't think they're a division title winner, but I could imagine them being in that wild card hunt come game 162.
Just out of curiosity, Andy, I mean, are you forgiving towards A-Rod? I mean, for those past transgressions?
I'm not too forgiving for A-Rod, but that doesn't mean I won't add him to my fantasy baseball lineup. He has done great things for me in my $100 league, so I'm very happy to have A-Rod on my squad.
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been with us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, our closer in our first hour, and he also will be rejoining us here in hour or two. Much more straight ahead right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more.